Yes, it was a deserved victory. We've done a lot of work with the boys, as we've alluded to, with you know, the confidence had been low and stuff like that. I think we've had a positive week with our performances. We played very well at Shrewsbury last week. We played very well at Gillingham and could have nicked more. And today it was going to be tough because they play a three that becomes a five, very much like a five at the back away from home with a sitting midfielder screening, and they try and break on you. So when confidence is low, you've got to work, find a way to break that down. You've got to keep going, but you've got to have a game plan that you don't get caught on the break as well. And we worked hard on it yesterday. The boys trained brilliantly. They took it on really, really well. And I thought today it showed we knew what we was doing. We knew what we was up against, and we had spells when we pinned them in, and it was always going to be hard because there was five defending, not the normal four. And eventually we got that moment that you look for. It's a bit scrappy, but it's a good finish.
Yeah, at that moment, it made a bit of a meal of it, Lyle Taylor, but if you wanted someone in that position, it would be him.
Of course, I think he's missed it the first one. He'll tell you it was a dummy and go on. He'll tell you it was a dummy, but it's worked in our favour. And then we could have clinched it. Brilliant play from George Frankham. Lovely, great move for Tom Elliott. Everyone does everything right and it misses the near post. And then 2 seconds later, we're clearing one off the line and the ball hits the bar. And that's football, isn't it? You can kill the game and then find. But we've dug in. We've got a clean sheet. It was never going to be to the point where we was going to have clear cut open chances against the team that play five at the back, but we did very, very well when we went forward. I thought
progress all week in terms of performance. How important was it to get 3 points this afternoon, bearing in mind what you've got coming up in the next 7 days, Scunthorpe and Bolton away?
Yeah, of course, that's, you know, you try not to have it in your mind, but it is in the back of your mind. You've got a tough week, and that sets you off nicely today. You know, the teams down the bottom are scrapping. We was in that position years ago, and it always ends up the table turns on its head late on. So it's important that we've kept a lot of teams between us and that fall from bottom. It's important that we've put a bit of distance as far as points as well, but we've got to keep going, because we know we've got two really tough games this week.
And it's very easy, I suppose, to get carried away with league positions, but at the moment that can just go out the window. Points are the thing, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's two things I look for at the moment. Number one's the distance between us and fourth and bottom, and number two is how many teams can we keep between us, because they can't all keep winning. And we've managed to put more teams between us and increase the distance. But, you know, if we play like that, if we play like we have all week, really, I think we deserve to win at Shrewsbury as well. If we play like we have all week, then I think we'll be fine.
And a clean sheet, and I think Darius's return has been central to that.
Darius has been immense. He's still not 100%. He still gets a lot of problems with his ITB band, which causes him problems. He has to take painkillers to play. But he's been immense. And him and Robbo they formed a really good partnership last season, and they've got it going again. And I thought everyone played well today, from goalkeeper through to the front players. It's hard when you're scratching for that win, and you've deserved it but haven't got it this week, then to get over the line finally is a nice relief for us.
It is a big week in terms of away games. Very difficult. How do you approach that?
Well, we've got some tired bodies, so we can't keep putting that same team out Tuesday and Saturday and expect them to perform at a high level. We're going to get injuries. Last thing we want is injuries with 13 games to go. So we're going to use the squad as best as we can. We have to. We haven't got the luxury of being able to carry any injuries. So I've just told all the boys, make sure you're ready, because we're going to need everyone this week. And that's how we've got to go about it.